Hey, wait, where are you going? I'm almost done with the cocktail. What do you mean? That's not... God damn it! That's not good enough! We were supposed to spend the night in, together. Where are you going? Back to campus. What could possibly be the emergency? Oh, Christ. Really? Files on your computer? 15 years of marriage, and that's the best lie you can come up with tonight. Tell me then. Explain to me why you need these files so bad. Tonight of all nights. Why can't you just go in early in the morning before your classes start? Yeah, you just want to go over your notes, and let me guess. A 15-minute trip is going to take 2 hours because, what, traffic? Or bumping into a colleague that I won't know? How are you going to explain the disheveled clothing, her perfume, the scent of her pussy? Aha, there it is. That fucking stutter when you're caught and you can't think of anything to say fast enough. Look, I don't want to fight about this. I really don't. Can we just talk, please? No, of course you can't fucking go to the office first. Are you kidding me? Text her. Tell that little whatever she is, and you let her know that your bitch of a wife won't let you out of the house. And you'll just have to see her after class, right? It's one of your students, I know it is. I think I even know who it is. Look, I'm gonna make this really, really, really simple for you. You walk out that door, I'm calling a locksmith, changing the locks, and making only one copy of the key. I'll put your shit out on the front lawn after I've cried all the fucking tears I have left. And yeah, you can whine and complain all you fucking want, but we both know that I'll get the house and the divorce. I'll split everything else, but this house, this home, is mine. Or, you can share a cocktail with me and we can talk. Insult my intelligence one more time by denying this. I won't bother waiting for you to leave, I promise you. Okay, go on. Text her. I'll wait. Right here on the couch with my drink. Thank you. I don't want to make a scene. I really don't. And, you know, a part of me understands why. We're getting older. I am, you are. It was funny at first, you know? Watching you staring in the mirror, looking at the white hairs that were popping up, then overtaking your beard. The streaks of gray have got to die out more often than I'd like to admit. How long did it take before us playing getting older and rickety stopped being pretend? You've got the knee and the shoulder. And I've got the surgeries. You know, if you'd cheated on me back then, through the struggles just to get the diagnosis, then going from specialist after specialist as I was just in so much pain, I expected that back then. When most nights I couldn't do much other than curl around a heating pad, feeling like my body was betraying me, unable to do anything, and I couldn't stand to be touched, much less touch you. But you were my rock. You were there every step of the way, and you never strayed. I mean, you didn't, right? Okay, with how you've been behaving lately, it just makes me question everything. But that was then. This is now. So, here you are. Finally dressing well for once in your life. Embracing the grayish beard. Good haircut. Got that... what'd they call it? That daddy dick energy, huh? As if I know what the fuck these 20-somethings are calling it these days. But I've seen how some of your students look at you. Hell, I remember being their age. Young and stupid. Barely understand what perky tits and a tight ass will do to men, but understanding that it does something powerful. Powerful enough to do anything just to touch me. Powerful enough to wreck lives. Have you fucked her yet? Your student? Don't lie to me, have you? Okay. So there's that at least. Was tonight supposed to be the first time? You don't know. Oh, she knows. In front of that class, you look so powerful in control. And you get to speak for 45 minutes at a time about shit you know everything about, at least from an undergrad's perspective. But outside of that, how long did it take for her to make you blush and stutter? Come on, it's me. You can talk to me about this. Frankly, darling, who else? You've got to be kidding me. Half a semester and it was a plaid skirt and a white button-down shirt that did it? Oh, that's fucking gross, man. Did she put her hair in her pigtails, too? And did she do the... Did she talk to the big bad daddy professor and ask for special assignments to improve her grades? Just willing to do anything for that big fat... Oh my god, dude, that's fucking pathetic. Oh, come on, I'm just messing with you. Hey, you're the one who's about to go out and cheat on me tonight, remember? How come you get to be indignant? Wait, are you getting hard right now? Oh my god, you are. You, you fucking pervert. What, you just love that barely 18 pussy, isn't it? Is that what daddy wants? To sink his dick in that tight little hole and make her beg to be gentle because his dick is almost too big for her? Okay, is that what you really want? Look at me. I'm fucking serious. Is that what you really fucking want? You think I was joking about changing those locks and taking this house? I don't want to. I really don't. And if this is something that I can give you, if it can scratch the itch, fuck it. I'm gonna need something stronger than this cocktail. Come on, gulp yours down too. Whew. Mom's gonna need all the liquid courage she can get to pull this off. Jesus Christ, I'm pouring us both fucking doubles of the cheap shit.
Here you are, Professor.
I know. I shouldn't be handling this liquor because I'm barely 18, but... Oh, God. I'm sorry. Was that too much? I think it was too much. Oh, I don't give a fuck if that bitch is actually 21. Good for her. She could drink legally. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Okay, hold on.
Hi, Professor. Do you mind if I join you in your office to discuss my grades?
Oh, thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate this opportunity. Gosh, this office is so small. Is it okay if I sit on the couch next to you? So, I think the booze is hitting a little bit faster than I expected.
Whew. Well, you see, Professor, I'm here on scholarship, right? And I can't just have an A. I have to have an A+.
Well, gosh, Professor, I know you can't do better than that, but there must be something I can do. Some kind of extracurricular activities? Maybe an oral exam? Oh, come on, this is funny! Oh wow, you're really fucking hard. Even through your pants, I haven't seen you this hard in...
Come on, Professor. You don't understand. I really, really need this. I'll do anything you want tonight in your office, just you and me. And no one will ever know, I swear. Just lean back, put your hands beside you. You don't have to do a thing. Spread your legs and let me kneel in front of you, okay? Do you want me to pull my hair back in a high ponytail to keep it from my face?
Holy shit! You haven't been this hard for me in ages!
Oh gosh, Professor, you've got such a thick cock. Such a beautiful cock. I mean, please, Professor, if I make you feel good, will you give me that A+? Please? Pretty please? I promise. I'll earn it with this hot, wet mouth and... I've always loved watching you, Professor. So I think I get distracted. That's why my grades are suffering. Just wondering about your cock and my mouth just like this. You're nothing like those college boys. They'd have come already. But not you, my big, strong professor. This thick, perfect cock. Yeah, go on. Grab my ponytail, baby. I mean, Professor, please. You don't have to be so gentle. Do you want to fuck my mouth? Do you want to fuck my mouth with that rock-hard cock? I can take it, I promise. I need it. I need you to use me. Use me, Professor. Use me. I need you inside this pussy, Professor. I need it now. I need to feel you stretch my tight little hole around you. Please. Please, please. No college boy's ever been as big as you. I need to know what it feels like. I need to know what that daddy dick can do for me. God, yes. Stand up. Pull me up by my hair. Yes. Fucking show me what a real man fucking does. Bend me over the couch, Professor. I don't care if you rip these stupid leggings off. Just pull them down. Oh, you like that, don't you? My ass arched like this. My pussy presented to you. Claim it, Professor. Claim it with that gorgeous cock. Show me what it can fucking do. None of those college boys I ever would think to see my wet little pussy just with a swollen head of her cocks like that. Oh my god. Feels so good when you do that. Just dragging the tip between my lips. Up and down just like that. Please, Professor, I need you to fuck me. I need you to pound my sweet little pussy. You're so big, though. It might hurt me, but it'll hurt so good. Just make me take it, okay? Make me take all of that hard, thick dick. Do you want me to beg? Beg for you to fuck me? Please, pretty please, Professor. I haven't been fucked like this in so long. The touch of a man, my man, has been denied to me for so long. I was feeling you fill me up, buried deep inside me. Oh, feeling every rigid vein as you're swollen, full of need for me. Oh, I remember when you used to be so hard for me just like this. All I had to do was give you a look or a touch. Oh, I've needed you like this for so long. You don't even know. If I dreamt about it, I would do anything for this again. Anything. Just to know you loved me like this. I'll do anything as long as you're still mine and only mine. So, fuck me, Professor. Fuck me like you fucking mean it, and I'll be your slutty little college girl anytime you need me. Anytime. Please, please, just drive that cock deep inside me. Please. Please. Please, please, please. Yes! Drive that hard dick into me. One fucking stroke. Come on, use this wet little cunt. Use it. Use me. Use me however you like. And,
Professor. Okay, just had to end the scene appropriately. Can we collapse on the floor, maybe? Oh, not on the couch. I'm not leaking all of your gum there. The couch is new. Come on. I love you. You know that, right? Apology accepted. Thank you. Thank you for not leaving. For not lying. I don't know what we need to do to fix us, but this was a good start. And I'm willing to try as long as you are. Okay? Okay.